The Pope was one of many leaders who spoke out about the life and death of Terri Schiavo in this country, and the Florida woman's death yesterday will not end the debate. During the nearly 2 weeks after her feeding tube was removed, Schiavo was at the center of a national discussion about the end of life. That case had been in the courts and the headlines for years, and even now, Schiavo's family and her husband disagree over what impact her death will have. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The stress and tears showed during the past 2 weeks as Terri Schiavo's family continued to beg the courts, the Florida legislature, the governor, and Congress for help. Yesterday, after Schiavo's death was announced, her brother Bobby Schindler said he had a message for his sister.
Terri, your life and legacy will continue to live on as the nation is now awakened to the plight of thousands of voiceless people with disabilities that were previously unnoticed. Your family intends to stand up for the other Terris around this nation, and we will do all that we can to change the law so others won't face the same fate that has befallen you.
The family thanked all who came to support them, including religious leaders who they said had the strength of their conviction to defend the sacredness of all human life. Schiavo's parents and her husband have been in a bitter dispute over whether to remove the feeding tube that had kept Terri alive since she suffered brain damage in 1990. Court-appointed doctors declared she was in a persistent vegetative state. Her parents disagreed. Terri had left no written instructions on what should be done if she became disabled, but her husband, Michael Schiavo, said she told him that she did not want to be kept alive by artificial means. Michael Schiavo's attorney, George Filos, said that Michael should not have had to endure the kind of stress he did during her final days.
No family in the United States having to go through the death process for a loved one should have the added worry that a panel of judges is going to order an ambulance to come, or politicians are going to take last-ditch maneuvers to try to interfere with the death process that your loved one has chosen.
Filo says the issues in this intensely public case have been dealt with fairly. It has been through the Florida courts, federal appellate courts, and it was turned down 5 times by the U.S. Supreme Court. Filo said he can't conceive of how a fuller or fairer airing of the facts of the case or the law could be made. But on Capitol Hill, politicians are talking about repercussions. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay said the legal system failed.
We will look at an arrogant, out-of-control, unaccountable judiciary that thumbed their nose at Congress and the President when given the jurisdiction to hear this case anew and make a determination they chose not to participate.
Last night in Pinellas Park, Florida, about 200 people attended a memorial service for Terri Schiavo. Most who attended were among those who prayed and protested outside the hospice where Terri died.
Above all powers, above all keys, above all nature and all created things.
Several religious leaders talked about Terri Schiavo's death. One spoke about reconciliation. Another talked about how parents and children should enjoy the time they do have together. Terri's father, Bob Schindler, showed up looking haggard after the long day. He thanked everyone for lending support.
We're so appreciative of it, and we'll never forget you all. And I just thank you so much. And Terri thanks you.
The battle over Terri Schiavo has provoked more conversations among families about end-of-life issues. It has also energized protesters who believe in defending life, no matter what the law says. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Tampa, Florida.